Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome to what is his message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today is Friday of the 11th week in ordinary time. Our first reading will be taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 18, 21 to 30. Our psalm for today is Psalm 34. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 19 to 23. My brothers and sisters, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Thus, my brother, my sister, the salvation of our souls must be our number one business. Psalm 144 verse 15 says, "Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord." Therefore, a return to the Lord will keep us in his love. Living in God would shape us for eternal life. And trusting Him, would erase in us all elements of anxiety and worries about tomorrow. The psalmist of Psalm 14 verse 1 says, "Only a fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and their acts are evil." Thus, we must never be envious or desire to be like those who govern, lead, or shepherd, as if they own the world, as if they know the world and it belongs to them. Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 33 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Yes, those powers, riches, and beauties will surely pass away. Hence, Jesus says in today's Gospel, "Do not store treasures for yourselves on earth, where moths and woodworms destroy them and thieves can break and steal." Therefore, the psalmist says, "Look to the Lord and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. From all our terrors, he will set us free." If we are better off focusing on the Lord and storing treasures for ourselves in heaven, then it is right to spend our days in this world doing good and being good to the glory of God and betterment of man and woman. Yes, some might think or say to you that doing good, being nice, gentle, and kind is a waste of time. But note this, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58 says, "Be confident because your labor in the Lord will not be in vain." Yes, our work for and with the Lord will never be in vain because we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good indeed. Hence, it is clear to us that those who put their trust in themselves, those who think they can do it with their own effort and power, end up in tears. Therefore, let us seek first to be righteous, to become a true child of God, to become a true temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord would give to us all necessary things for our today and for our tomorrow. For the Lord has control over all things. He can give us what we need. He will give us what he deems best for us. May his name be praised now and forevermore. And so, my brothers, my sisters, may he grant us his blessings and may he grant us a wonderful weekend. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.